Will all passengers please proceed to the international departure hall?
Attention passengers, flight 1019 has been delayed.
Oh my God! I am so sorry.
So are you on this
very delayed flight to Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You?
Sadly, yes.
I tend to be drawn to characters, I think, who are sort of in more extreme situations or under pressure or where the scope for drama is heightened. And this is definitely one of those situations. And I never really conceived of, you know, the character as a good guy or a bad guy. He sees himself very much as a professional who's in a situation and needs to get a job done. He's a guy that works within the parameters of his job, which is to achieve an objective, and he's probably hugely successful at that. And I liked the way that he's probably a guy that these people that he works for put into situations where, you know, charisma and charm is essential. And I think he's a very, very smart guy. There's nobody better around than, you know, Rachel McAdams. I think she's a fantastic actress, which we've all seen before, and she's also stunningly beautiful, and I think audience members immediately can connect with her. I was kind of in awe to be in the presence of, you know, Brian Cox, and I've admired him in so many roles that he's been in, and he's just such a fine actor, and I think that the sort of dignity that he brings to the character is very, very important.
The element that I was most attracted to in the script was the psychological mind play between these two characters, and also the confinement of that space and what it is to have to sit in one spot and be terrorized and basically held hostage without letting anyone else know what's going on. I was so impressed with him when he was being shot at. Because he would just fall like a bag of hammers, and every time he'd get up and go, okay, let's do it again, and I just thought he must be killing himself, and he never complained once, and he just throws himself into it every time. Great physical actor. And then when we're sitting on the plane and, you know, we can't move at all, he's just so intense and quite frightening, considering he's such a nice guy, you know, in real life. Jackson Rippner is charming and handsome and, you know, has some really good lines, knows what to say and how to make a person comfortable, and is very good at reading people's, he's very good at reading people. You know, he has to, being, you know, because of what he does for a living. So he's really good at sizing Lisa up.
Oh my God.
Lisa. Sometimes bad things happen to good people.